Another kind of merger won official approval today. The president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, got married less than 4 months after his divorce from wife number two. Sarkozy raised even more Gallic eyebrows as his high-profile private life became a national soap opera. Eleanor Beardsley has our report.
54-year-old French President Nicolas Sarkozy officially tied the knot, and France has a new first lady. She is 40-year-old Italian supermodel turned pop singer Carla Bruni. The couple wed in a private ceremony at the Élysée Presidential Palace, surrounded by family and friends. François Lebed, the deputy Paris mayor who married them, spoke on French radio. The bride was in white and ravishing as usual, he said, but the groom wasn't bad either. It was a simple and intimate moment, and it's obvious they have great affection for each other. Bruni and Sarkozy were first spotted together at Euro Disney in December. Since then, photos of the couple holding hands at the pyramids during a romantic jaunt to Egypt and Jordan were splashed all over the French press and TV. The president has been criticized for flaunting his private life at a time when the French economy and mood are down. Coincidence or not, Sarkozy's poll numbers have dropped since he began seeing Bruni. But Sarkozy has said he wants to break with the hypocrisy of past French presidents over their private lives.
Avec Carla, nous avons décidé de ne pas mentir.
At a recent press conference, he said he and Carla did not want to lie or hide. Many analysts say the marriage will put an end to the speculation over Sarkozy's private life and stabilize him. And Bruni, they say, might even make a good first lady. The new Première Dame is a rich heiress of Italian origin who is cultured and speaks five languages. She moved from a successful career as a supermodel in the 1990s to that of a ballad singer with a top album in France. The tall brunette has been romantically linked to a string of famous men, including rock stars Mick Jagger and Eric Clapton. Out on the Paris streets, the news broke fast. 60-year-old Marie-Thérèse Gémineau says she's thrilled for the president.
Ben, écoutez, si c'est une belle histoire d'amour, moi je suis d'accord, hein. Quel que soit, même si c'est le président de la
République. If it's a beautiful love story, why not, she says. He doesn't have to answer to anybody. Then she adds, but love isn't the only thing. He should still take care of us, the French people.
Il n'y a pas que l'amour, il y a aussi à bien gérer la France.
For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.